What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, interestingly enough, Jeff Sessions has now started criticizing the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he basically spoke out at the Religious Liberty Summit of the Alliance Defending Network of the successful Christian public interest law firm. The SPLC is designated, or rather, the SPLC designates as a hate group. And he basically came on out with this criticism in the wake of the revelation that the Southern Poverty Law Center has tight connections with the FBI. And now the hope is that the FBI, which has now been outed, will start to delink from that. Over in Hollywood, West Hollywood specifically, there's been an interesting development on the Walk of Fame. As you know, the city council, a bunch of hardcore leftists, they decided to permanently remove Trump's star because of his treatment of women, while leaving the stars for Kevin Spacey, who is under six different investigations for sexual assault, and Bill Cosby. They're still perfectly in place. An anonymous artist basically created these tiles that look exactly like the tiles in the Walk of Fame with Donald Trump's star on them, and they were adhesive-backed, and he put about 50 of them onto the Walk of Fame. So people are pushing back at all this leftist nonsense here. All righty. Getting on back to the primaries, as you know, Ohio's very much in play, and there's a lot of bizarre stuff going on. We reported yesterday about how all of a sudden there was somebody found a box of uncounted ballots. Oh, my goodness, how could have we missed this box full of ballots? And, of course, they helped out the Democratic candidate. But some other anomalies have surfaced in the Ohio vote. Apparently, 170 voters in the Ohio race were over 116 years old. Now, that is a real trick because the world's oldest living person is 115. Some of the voters were as listed as old in their registration records as 218 years old, meaning their registrations are being kept active by being using them for vote fraud year after year after year after year after year, which tells you how long this has been going on here. Okay, as you know, the left is dealing with a PR problem, which are all these liberals who, encouraged by people like Maxine Waters, are assaulting Trump supporters and conservatives in general just out in public. They're sitting in a restaurant, they're having a meal, and they come on in and they just give them a hard time. And it's looking really bad, and voters are looking at this and they're turning off from the Democrats. So ABC had a video to try and balance it out, showing Trump supporters harassing a leftist at a restaurant. And basically, it turns out, if you read on down into the article, ABC admits they hired actors. And their excuse is they wanted to illustrate that this problem is out there. Well, everybody's got a cell phone with a video camera in it. If that problem was really out there, I'm sure the lefties would be flooding social media with such videos. Over at CNN, you have to wonder, where do they get these people? Apparently, CNN's host, Allison Camerota, gave the weather report, and basically, she's a supporter of global warming. If you're a denier, that's a bad thing. So CNN reported on a massive Colorado hailstorm, and it was enormous. The chunks of ice a lot of property damage, and two animals were killed at the zoo in Colorado Springs, to which Allison, with a serious look on her face, said, "Is it August in Colorado?" And her co-host turned to her and said, "Yes, it's August in Colorado." Where do they get these people here? By the way, there's more evidence surfacing that, once again, all these reports of record-setting heat are being exaggerated. We know about the trick where they go out to the airport to get their temperatures. We're going to have another hard winter. It's going to hit early. It's going to hit hard. And these global warming people will not give up. Remember, George Soros is already asking Facebook to deplatform anybody who questions human-caused global warming, because part of his plan for a global government is a global environmental authority to deal with the crisis of human-caused global warming by telling you how you're going to live your life, how big a home you can have, and so forth and so on. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. The good news is the corporate media is losing. And maybe this is why they hit the panic button. There was a poll by Ipsos that went on out and surveyed the American people regarding Trump's comment that the news media is the enemy of the people. And one-third of Americans said that, yes, that was true, mostly Republicans. 85% of the respondents said they believe freedom of the press was essential to American democracy, and I agree. But that includes the independent press. We're essential for democracy. We provide the counterpoint. We expose the lies. When you have the official news, like Pravda and Izvestia, that's not democracy. Nobody can look at the Soviet Union with its tightly controlled media and say that that was any kind of a democracy. And by the way, freedom of speech, that First Amendment, isn't there to protect lies and liars. It's there to protect the truth and the truth tellers, so that we have the right to basically speak out and say the government is wrong to be doing this. The corporate media is misrepresenting things when they say that. That's what freedom of speech is all about. Peacefully, respectfully, civilly. But the right to voice our objection and our counter observations. All right, let's talk about the economic news. Apparently, Chinese investors are back to dumping the Hong Kong stocks. Apparently, they've sold more than $1 billion through the first 2 weeks of August. We did not have our normal Friday happy ending for the American stock market. The Dow closed 196 down. So everybody's getting hammered by all of this stuff. Okay. Article coming on out from tsarism.com. And the title says it all. The U.S. should enjoy the dollar hegemony, as it's not going to last long. And in the article it says, the world will simply not allow the United States to have domination over its economic future any longer after the Trump presidency. Well, Trump didn't start this weaponization. It's been going on a while. The article goes on to say something that we've said here on the radio show. Other countries will find a way around the dollarization of the global economy. A system set up after the end of World War II with the Bretton Woods Agreement, ironically, to prevent conflict started by financial pressures between nations. Now, part of the problem with that, of course, is there were certain conditions in the Bretton Woods Agreement. The other nations that signed on to it did so on two conditions. One, that the U.S. would not overprint those paper dollars. And two, that those dollars would always be redeemable for gold at the price back then of $32 per ounce. And immediately the Federal Reserve, which is not actually part of the U.S. government, started overprinting those dollars. And they would send those paper and ink things to other countries to buy imported goods. And it was one of the ways that the U.S. enjoyed post-war prosperity, along with the fact that other nations had to come and buy our products because their own industrial base had been bombed. That was a big part of it. So other nations were sending us wine and cheese and clothing and what all else in exchange for these boxes of ink and paper. And the Federal Reserve did overprint. They're always overprinting. They've been doing it all along. Then along comes Richard Nixon, and France looks into their bank vaults and they see these huge stacks of Federal Reserve notes. And they notify the United States they intend to exercise that part of the Bretton Woods Agreement where they're going to return the paper currency to the United States and exchange it for gold at $32 per ounce. And Nixon took a look at the U.S. gold reserves, realized there was nowhere near enough to cover all that paper currency that was floating around the globe or even just in France, and he ended gold convertibility. So basically, the two promises the U.S. made to the rest of the world regarding Bretton Woods were both broken. And so the rest of the world is not under any obligation to continue to go through the U.S. dollar. The U.S. uses the threat of its military might to keep countries subordinate to dollar hegemony. That was the real reason for the war on Iraq. Saddam Hussein got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. 1 year later, screaming, nuclear weapons, nuclear weapons. The U.S. invades, lynches Saddam Hussein, wrecks the country. No nukes were found, of course. And Iraq's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. Same thing down in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi shut down their private central bank, set up a state bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and then announced that Libya's oil was only for sale for the gold dinar. So the U.S. gins up a color revolution in Libya. They kill Gaddafi. Libya's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar, and nobody knows where the gold for the gold dinar went. Now, here's an article from ThoughtCrimeRadio.net. Everybody's always saying, well, what's the cause of the war? What's the cause of the war? And we've been saying all along, big historical events like wars and assassinations, there's never just one reason. You have multiple parties with overlapping agendas, and their agenda, when their agendas all meet at a single course of action, that's when it's going to happen. But everybody may have a different reason for doing it. When you look at the JFK assassination, organized crime had one reason for wanting him dead. The Texas oil billionaires had another reason for wanting him dead. The bankers had yet another reason for wanting him dead. Israel had another reason for wanting him dead. But they all agreed they wanted him dead, so it happened. Now, turning here to Iran, a lot of people have different reasons for wanting to go to Iran. But according to this article, one of the main players that is pushing for this is, of course, the Rothschild banking dynasty. Remember, we had that quote coming on out yesterday. Jacob Rothschild is just really upset that the order of the global economy is changing. He doesn't like that one bit. But they're after that bank of Iran. They want that central bank because Iran is one of only three countries left in the world whose central bank is not under Rothschild control and operating as a private central bank, creating the currency out of thin air and loaning it into circulation and plunging those nations into debt. Now, back in 2003, or actually before 9/11, there were seven countries not under the slavery of private central banking: Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Libya, Cuba, North Korea, and Iran. By 2003, Afghanistan and Iraq had been converted to the Rothschild system. And by 2011, Sudan and Libya were also gone. In fact, in Libya, they set up that Rothschild private central bank in Benghazi while the war was still going on. They couldn't wait to get the people enslaved to debt. And now they want to do it to Iran. What the private central bankers want to do is just have every country in the world under private central banking and then propagandize the next generation that it's always been this way and this is the only way it can work. And I remember when I was in grade school, all the way back in farming country, being shown this little film strip, which came with this little record that had a bell on it, and you'd turn the knob on the film strip projector, just explaining the Federal Reserve and how this was really the only way that banking could be or should be handled in this country. And now, of course, we know that was a big lie. This nation started with a completely different system that worked for the people and the nation. Now, over at Ned Davis Research, they're warning that stocks could plummet 20 to 30% next year in the biggest drop since the 2008 financial crisis. We're seeing all these warnings being sounded all over the place. And the government and Wall Street, they're just holding this all together with spit and bailing wire and duct tape, lots of duct tape out there. But they're not going to be able to keep it together forever. It's just a question of when. What breaks first that starts the whole thing coming down? And a lot of people are saying it's probably going to be the bond market this time. Over at Tesla, I'm actually starting to feel sorry for Elon Musk. I used to feel slightly envious of his SpaceX. But remember, we went through this thing where Tesla announced that he was going to take Tesla private, that he had the financing to do a stock buyout from the investors. Then we had the story yesterday where a former chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission said that if Elon Musk had lied, if he didn't have the financing when he made that announcement, he could face civil and criminal penalties. Today we're hearing that there is, in fact, a Securities Exchange Commission inquiry underway. I wish they'd gone that fast with Bernie Madoff, but that's just me being me. So Elon may be in trouble. Somebody's come out with an interesting theory, and this is in the Daily Mail. Apparently, Ross Gerber, the boss of U.S. wealth manager Gerber Kawasaki, said that short sellers betting against Tesla are being backed by big oil, that the oil companies want to sink Tesla. In fact, they want to sink all electric cars. Well, there's already a lot of electric cars out there. I'm really not sure about this because most of these electric cars are being powered by being plugged into the power grid, which for the most part also runs on oil and gas. So this analysis seems to be a little bit slippery. But it could be. I mean, if you go back and you look at what happened with Tucker and the Tucker torpedo and how the big three automakers just ganged up on him. They didn't want the competition. Big business can be very, very brutal. But right now, until a new source of electricity is found to recharge all those electric cars, most of them are still burning oil and gas, just not immediately in their presence. It's down the road at the power station. Bulgaria has now turned down the South Stream pipeline and is now hurriedly laying pipe to connect to the Turkish stream. So there's a lot of geopolitics going on with those oil pipelines. And it's interesting that Bulgaria is now sort of moving closer to Turkey as well. We're starting to see some major, but subtle, but major shifts in the alignment of the world's economy. As you know, things down in South Africa have not been going very well for the white farmers. And it's turning into chaos down there, and already their economy is in trouble. And South Africa, under their new leadership, is now seen as a liability for BRICS. And who knows, they may be kicked out. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm going to step back in the normal order of talking points because this story is just coming on in. It is Friday. And of course, Friday is when the Gazans will have their protest marches along the border fence with Israel. And despite claims yesterday that there was a ceasefire, the Israelis opened up on the Palestinian marchers. They shot a uniformed Palestinian medic through the head. One other person was killed. 307 Palestinians have been wounded. So that's what's going on over there. All right, let's talk about immigration and refugees here. Over half of the criminal suspects in Vienna, Austria, are foreigners. And the incidents of rape and murder are now up. So how's that multiculturalism thing working out for you here? It's a mess. It's a mess over there. Apparently, migrants are brawling on the streets of Naples. Italian soldiers were forced to intervene. There were three separate bouts of violence that took place in Naples' Vasto district. And they're saying acts of violence are just becoming more and more common in the area. Yeah. Down in Australia, we reported earlier about how these 100 Africans were basically attacking this neighborhood in Melbourne. Well, it appears to be spreading. And Australians are now being told by the government to basically lock their doors, shelter in place, because these African migrants are still rampaging, screaming that the Australians are white trash. Yeah, real good idea to have open borders. It's really working out well. We talked before about British independent member of the European Parliament, Janice Atkinson. And she's saying that looking at the increase in rapes, gang rapes, violent crime, it is time to close the borders. This idea of an external Schengen is not going to work. And because of the existing population of refugees who are violent criminals, even the internal Schengen needs to be looked at. Now, Atkinson was the one who came up with that quote that I really love. When you import the third world, you get third world problems. Now, you'll probably remember about, I think it was a month ago, there was a migrant who was on a plane about to be deported. And this Swedish refugee activist got up and made a ruckus, wouldn't let the plane leave until this migrant deportation was canceled. And finally, in order to get the plane off the ground and calm everybody down, they let this migrant back out into the streets of Sweden. Well, it turns out he's not a very nice guy. He's a child abuser. Apparently, he beats his wife. And it certainly makes this refugee activist look a little bit silly here. Okay, now, apparently, Trump's wall is starting to be built. And over in California, along the border, there basically in Calexico, there was a border jumper who tried to climb over this 30-foot high border wall, and he fell off and broke both of his legs. Now, that's going to be a deterrent. And apparently, the Border Patrol caught the incident on video. Well, that's something that needs to be played all over the place down in Mexico. Now, a lot of people are talking about human trafficking, how much human trafficking is involved with all these border crossings, are children being trafficked for sexual purposes. And like any other crime, when you're not dealing with it, it grows. And now it is estimated, according to the head of one of France's most prominent asylum seeker support organizations, the global network of human traffickers who are aiding migrants across borders into Europe and elsewhere, it's a $32 billion industry. Now, this individual's idea is they need to stop the human trafficking because they're taking advantage of the migrants. Whereas I think you just need to stop the migrant situation because it is out of control. And as I've said all along, migration is a filter. We're not getting the best of the people from those source countries. We're getting the people that couldn't make it there, or they're fleeing prosecution, or they're carrying diseases and they're hoping that the free medical care wherever they're going. It's just not working out at all. And the globalists are pushing for this. They want everybody just blended together. And it's not working out. It really isn't. All right, we have to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the corporate media is still going on about this NFL anthem thing. I mean, we're being conditized. They don't want to talk about what's going on in Yemen. They don't want to talk about what's going on in Syria. So, yes, those gosh darn NFL players, they're still kneeling for the anthem. That's what's important. That's what you need to think about today. All right, we're going to go to the phones here to Mitchell in Memphis. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Listen, it really bothers me that you and some of the callers, it's just a constant discussion of how bad government is. This is why I've assumed the voluntarist position. Do you remember the Lysander Spooner quote, "But whether the Constitution really be one thing or another, this much is certain, that it has either authorized such a government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist." He was observing that this thing didn't work way back before the Civil War.
Well, Thomas Jefferson, when he set up the country, he didn't expect it to last more than 100 years. He expected that, because of accumulating corruption and the natural inclinations of those who seek power, that it would have to be brought down and reformed yet again.
Can I share something with you?
Say again?
Can I share something with you?
What's that?
There's a guy named Jeff Berwick, and he has a show called Anarchast. He also heads up the Anarchapulco Festival or gathering every year, and it's doubling in size. They're projecting 7,000 people in Acapulco this February.
Okay.
But he has a show, and on this show, he always asks the person, when did you become an anarchist or a voluntarist? And he, on his show, published on August 4th, 2018, the Anarchast, episode 428, here's the title of it if people want to go to YouTube, From Congress to Anarchist, Cynthia McKinney, on how to free the people. And by the way, she said her son, Coy McKinney, turned her on to anarchism. He was she paid for him to study to be an attorney, and he forgot it. He said he didn't want to do it. He's now, I think, an organic gardener. By the way, Anarchast, episode 228, G. Edward Griffin, the creature from Jekyll Island guy, was Edward Griffin was born in 1931. He's 86 years old, and at the ripe age of 83 or so years old, he's on the Anarchast talking to Jeff Berwick, and Jeff Berwick says, when did you become an anarchist? Edward Griffin is now an anarchist. At the age of 83, he finally realized this stuff, the lifelong documentarian, so on and so forth, he finally realized this thing doesn't work. And by the way, Ron Paul is on Anarchast, talking about voluntarism as the ultimate goal we should strive for. That's Anarchast episode 374, published August 18, 2017. The History of Anarchy, Anarchast episode of 2011, Anarchast, let's see what episode it's episode 7. It's one of the first ones. The History of Anarchism with Lou Rockwell, one of your favorites, part 1.
Okay.
And Judge
Mitchell, can you sum up?
I wish that we could spend some more time talking about solutions, which is a voluntary society, instead of constantly belaboring the fact that we're being screwed over by all these people in government. We get it. We understand that. It's bad. Now let's do some solutions.
Okay. Well, I'm not advocating revolution. I don't want to see blood in the streets, although that's already starting to happen here right now. What I think is going to happen. I think the United States government is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse, and my advice to everybody listening to the show and reading my website is to prepare for that crash, because there's going to be a few rough months getting through that while the nation gets reformed, and we'll come out the other side in a much better condition than we are right now, again, looking at the Russian republics.
I hope that you're right, Mike. I hope it collapses and we can start over in some form or fashion. The problem is you've also said that these crazy lunatics in these powerful seats of power of government could possibly start World War III, and I think your words, vaporize the surface of the earth. And by the way, our tax dollars didn't afford us the luxury of having a bunker.
Yes.
So, yes, we can wait on Russia to have Russian-style collapse, but in the meantime, in the interim period, we might just be vaporized. Why don't we all just quit playing the game of believing in the religion of government? I thought you said you were an atheist. You do believe in the God of government.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I consider this government to be illegitimate ever since it strayed off the Constitution. Okay? They're not.
Okay, well, I don't want to argue with Mike. I'll just say this: there are more and more people throwing their hands up. Some of them can't articulate. You know, some can articulate it better than others. But a lot of people know this doesn't work. From Lysander Spooner all the way up to 2018, and when you have Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney, and these people are point blank saying, "I am a voluntarist anarchist," that's amazing to me. And more people are coming to this point of view because this system of government and state and so on and so forth, these people have special power that the rest of the time, it doesn't work. In this age of exposure, many of us are waking up to it.
It doesn't work for us. Anyway, Mitchell, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. Get on back here to the news here. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. Okay, well, apparently Boris Johnson got himself into a little bit of hot water when he made a comment about women in burqas. And he was trying to be funny, and he said they look like either bank robbers or postal boxes. And it triggered a furious debate. Now, quite a few of the countries in the EU ban the burqa. But Tory progressive Ruth Davidson thinks the burqa ought to be treated as a religious symbol, like the crucifix. Well, Ruth, the burqa isn't a religious symbol. It's a piece of clothing. And so that's a little bit over the top. That's like saying, you know, my sweater or my baseball cap should be treated on the same level as a crucifix or a Star of David or whatever. Really doesn't make sense. Oddly enough, a lot of people are supporting Boris Johnson, including a senior British imam who's out there saying that, yeah, the burqa should be banned because it's a hideous tribal ninja-like garment that oppresses women. And it really, it is. There's no question that it is. And interestingly enough, a poll conducted by the corporate media finds the public backs Boris Johnson. They don't see the burqa comment as racist. And they say, yes, it should be banned. So, anyway. All right. Let's talk about Facebook banning censorship. It really is getting out of control. And by the way, somebody sent me an email saying that, yes, some of these email providers have in the past been caught censoring their own, censoring the email that passes through their systems, including Google and America Online. So, story coming on out of Prison Planet, the bizarre Facebook path to corporate fascism. And it's basically saying these social media corporations have assumed political police powers. And apparently they work to disrupt a planned counter demonstration against white supremacism set for August 12th in Washington on the grounds that it was initiated and inspired by Russians as part of a Kremlin campaign to slow dissension in the U.S. Well, and again, absolutely no proof of any of this. So, now Facebook has deplatformed yet another media outlet. It's Venezuela's only independent grassroots English media platform, Venezuela Analysis. And the problem here is that this website was pretty much the only source to get information on what's actually happening on the ground in Venezuela. And the people who run the website are saying it hasn't been made clear to them what they did that prompted the move. All they got was the usual form letter. Their page had been unpublished due to recent activity that doesn't allow doesn't follow the Facebook page themes. And Venezuela Analysis is saying it's just a naked attempt to block grassroots coverage of the on-the-ground situation in Venezuela. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So that now all we'll hear about Venezuela would be what CNN and MSNBC and ABC and the rest of them tell us. That's what's happening in Venezuela. Take our word for it. Apparently, Mark Dice is now in the crosshairs on YouTube censorship. So is Brittany Hughes. It really is a purge out there. Now, Alex Jones has come on out with a challenge. The glove is up, saying CNN is trying to intimidate companies into wiping us off the internet. Defend free speech. Don't let the bullies win. Apparently, Alex Jones is convinced that this is really all coming from CNN. And it's all about shutting down competition. But I think, again, as with any major event, there's a lot of players who are in on this thing who want the independent media silenced. Vaccine makers, GMO, the government, the corporate media. Now, apparently, interestingly enough, Google searches for InfoWars have skyrocketed after the purge. Something like 1,300% in the past week. And Alex Jones' popularity has spiked. What's happening here is what's called the band in Boston effect, and it's an old, old theater term where if you were mounting a play and you were going to take it on tour, you'd go to Boston, and at that time, Boston was really uptight, really strict, and they'd say, oh, you can't show this to the people. We're going to ban you in Boston. golden advertising, because the rest of the country now would want to see what it was that so upset the people or the government of Boston. And it was actually a blessing to be banned in Boston. And that's what they've just done to Alex Jones. Now, Facebook web traffic has basically halved in just 2 years. And most of the losses are the younger users who are flocking to alternatives. Somebody actually is now starting to ask, this is over at Investment Watch blog, is the censorship of conservatives part of the reason why Facebook is losing massive amounts of traffic? I would say so. If Facebook and Google and YouTube were doing this, you know, and nobody noticed it, like when they were shadow banning, they could get away with it. But now it's out in the open, and the American people see what's going on. They're not going to stay with these platforms knowing that they're trying to filter what they get to see, taking away your right to decide what you want to see, hear, and read. Now, a few days ago, Twitter was saying they weren't going to ban Alex Jones because he hadn't broken any rules. Apparently, now they're saying they're reviewing all of Alex Jones' tweets, which means they're now looking for a reason to shut him down. Peter Van Buren was banned for life from Twitter, apparently over a heated exchange over the media's complicity with the government. And in his article, he's basically talking about how the ACLU, which used to be this organization that stood up for freedom of speech, is now basically backing off. And they now apply a test to which free speech cases it will defend, weighing their impact on other issues. Apparently, the ACLU is now siding with those who believe speech should be secondary to other political goals. The ACLU is now saying censorship does have a place when it serves the greater good, with the ACLU deciding what is the greater good. Now, the people who are trying to censor the net are out there screaming hate speech, hate speech, hate speech at everybody. And by the way, a lot of that hate speech is being planted to try and build that up. But the reality is, hate speech, as objectionable as it is not actually prohibited, according to the Supreme Court. Basically, we're going back to the McCarthy era, where you only had to label something communist to have it banned. Today, it's hate speech. Oh, you're banned. It's hate speech. What did I say? We don't know. We got a complaint. We don't have the time to check it out. But somebody complained you're engaging in hate speech, so you're banned. Everyone needs to start looking at moving to alternative social media. Kim.com is getting his Twitter replacement up and running. I'm looking for a new video platform to replace YouTube. I don't even use Facebook and Twitter. I haven't for a very long time. And DuckDuckGo as a search engine is doing really, really well. And I ran some test searches on it the other day. It's not filtering and it's not biasing. I got exactly what I wanted to get. I didn't get something else thrown up in front of it, like when I do about, you know, global warming denial. I didn't get, oh, you want to read about the proof that global warming is real, the way that YouTube is now doing. Okay, apparently there's a new warning out. You know all those satellites they have up in space, and they all got computers hooked into their radios. Apparently, one area where they have not really been looking at it too carefully is security. And now there is a concern that satellite systems used on aircraft, ships, and by the military could let hackers take control of them. And the worst bugs could let attackers overcharge the satellite antenna to damage the equipment or harm the operators. Others could be used to betray the exact location of military forces in crisis zones. Nobody was really thinking about this possibility. Okay, we're going to grab... Well, we've got two phone calls waiting. I'm going to try and fit them in the last segment this hour before the Lady Claire comes on in. By the way, you've probably seen these new laptops where they don't have a separate power connector that you can actually get a charger on a USB cord, plug it into the laptop, and it will charge through the USB-C port. The problem is these chargers are coming with built-in malware. And once it's plugged into the USB port, they can get into that machine. So I'm going to stay with a machine that's got a separate power cord. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with phone calls after these few words.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We've got callers waiting on the line. I'm going to try and get as many of these calls done before the Lady Claire shows up, starting with Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, two things, Mike. Mike, one is Kim.com serious? Hopefully he can do this. Maybe we can put both Twitter and even more Facebook out of business, send them the way of MySpace. The other thing I wanted to say is, as popular as Alex Jones is starting to become now, I wonder if he wouldn't consider running on a platform with Cynthia McKinney for the presidency, maybe in a third party in 2020. That would be super if he could do that, you know?
I'll back him because I don't like any of the candidates shaping up in the two traditional parties here. Of course, you know, the system is rigged against third parties. You're right. Alex Jones has got a huge, huge support base.
And Cynthia McKinney is became more and more popular, too, if you notice.
Yes.
She really speaks out. She's not afraid to speak her mind. She spoke her mind when she was in Congress. And the good thing is, even though I think she's more kind of towards the left, she's very much in favor of the Second Amendment. Yes. She said that a few years ago, actually, when she came on Alex Jones' show. So that'd be super. And she's really more independent than anything else than left. So that's about it, you know? And what,
all right, thanks. We're going to... He's announced he's doing it. We're going to let you go and go to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I'm a member of Gab, and it just got threatened by Microsoft Azure, which is a cloud-based system. They're going to drop it over two posts that this ex-Marine who ran against Dianne Feinstein in California. His name is Patrick Little. I don't know what you think about what he's saying, but, you know, it's like a slippery slope. Where do you, you know, if you say Palestinians are have a right to live in their own land, then you're called an anti-Semite. So it just seems like, you know, if you ban this guy, then you got to ban, where does it end? That Sarah Jeong...
I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment. You cannot have freedom of speech in an offense-free society. And that's what the liberals are pushing to undermine the First Amendment, that we don't want anybody's feelings to be hurt, and so we must censor the speech. But that's a ridiculous idea. I mean, liberals live to be offended. It's part of their identity. You're never going to see a happy liberal. They're self-image is of being miserable and being offended by everything around them. So for me, there shouldn't be any censorship whatsoever.
Yeah, you have the ability on Gab to just block someone. So I think they're worried about this guy because he stood in a Holocaust museum with a sign that says, Jews rape kids and stuff like that, which, I mean, it's over the top.
He's an agent provocateur.
Exactly. Maybe you and Clark can discuss this when you end her segment. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And Neil, I'm sorry. We're out of time, and we're going to close the lines, at least for the first part of Claire being on the air here. So I apologize that I didn't get to Neil here. But a lot of these really outrageous people who do things like that, go to the Holocaust Museum, they're paid to do that, so that they can be used as an excuse to go after those of us who are trying to be a little bit more civil. There's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.